This is KUNM. I'm Rita Daniels. New Mexico's public education department lost a case in federal court last month for underfunding state special education programs. And a state audit revealed that PED should have spent an additional $110 million in fiscal years 2010 through 2012. As KUNM's Anna Landy reports, some parents and teachers say there's a shortage of special education staff.
One of the walls in Jefferson Middle School's vision-impaired tech room is jam-packed with Braille textbooks and expensive equipment. Teacher Sharon Dandy points out a black machine, a Braille typewriter on every table.
Even these Braille writers are about $650. Oh, everything is so expensive for us.
These are cool.
These are cool, aren't they?
The equipment is cool. It's made for people who depend on sound and touch. See if you can keep up with Dandy's desktop computer, running a text-to-read function that helps people with vision impairments read computer files.
Oh gosh, I know blind people that read it twice as fast as that.
The special education funding shortfall isn't really a concern for Geraldine Tuttle. She was a special education teacher for decades. Now, she's the assistant principal at Jefferson.
PED changes lots of things, and we just kind of do what we have to do, you know? We have to meet the needs of the kids as best as we can.
According to state law, special education classes have mandated student-to-teacher ratios that depend on the amount of special education a student needs. A teacher working with students with maximum needs is supposed to teach no more than 8 students at a time. A teacher can teach as many as 35 students with minimal needs. Naomi Sandweiss of the educational nonprofit Parents Reaching Out says she hears from concerned parents from around the state. They tell her they're worried their children aren't receiving enough classroom resources, and the most desired resource? A trained professional.
We mostly hear from families who have issues with special education services. One of the major issues is availability of personnel.
Over the course of several months, the Public Education Department repeatedly declined multiple requests for an interview. But according to the department's website, in the 2012-2013 school year, there was the equivalent of over 2,400 full-time teachers working in special education statewide. Meanwhile, there were over 46,000 students enrolled in special education classes, according to the U.S. Department of Education. So, quick calculation, that's one teacher for every 19 students. And the Albuquerque School District job portal listed 61 vacancies for special education teachers last week.
I mean, we always underfund what we need in staff.
That's Michelle Frechette. Her first kid was diagnosed with developmental delays, and another is in the gifted program.
It seems like all of our schools are struggling in terms of having the right number of teachers in the classroom at the time.
What if the state education department provided enough money? Would that mean that special education students would get more help in class?
Well, yeah, because you need cash for there to be humans.
Frechette's first kid went to Petroglyph Elementary, where Holly Smith is the head special education and gifted teacher. She says they try to keep classes small.
So this is just a developmental preschool. They're supposed to only have 8 kids. We get stacked, like there'll be sometimes like 9 or 10 kids.
In the larger classrooms, it's harder for kids to stay focused, Smith says. It's easier to help students concentrate when there's more staff, like educational assistants.
I can't even say enough about how essential they are. And the district, unfortunately, has budget restraints and things like that. So over the years, we've seen the number of educational assistants decrease.
At Petroglyph, and in most APS schools, educational assistants are shared between classrooms. And Smith says there aren't enough. According to the APS job search website, nearly 60% of vacant educational assistant positions are in special education departments.
So our teachers here go over. They serve and teach more students than they're supposed to be teaching on their caseload. And honestly, we have the best staff. They don't complain. They take every kid. You know, they're like, we've got room for one more.
Special education teachers say they're maintaining the quality of education for their students. But Naomi Sandweiss of Parents Reaching Out says New Mexico citizens should not let teachers and parents face the funding crisis alone.
My hope would be there's outrage about a lack of funding for a part of our population. Everybody, every person needs to make their voice heard on this one.
She says it's not just an issue for parents of special education students, it's universal. For KUNM, I'm Anna Landy.